Did you know that the Chesapeake Marine Railway and Dry Dock was founded in Baltimore in 1886 by Isaac Myers, a free African-American man? The railway and dry dock's location is now home to the Frederick Douglass Isaac Myers Maritime Park and Museum, a part of the Living Classrooms Foundation. Candy Claggett is the interpretation coordinator at the Frederick Douglass Isaac Myers Maritime Park and Museum. She tells us about the contributions Isaac Myers and the abolitionist and writer Frederick Douglass made to the development of Baltimore's maritime history.
With my role at the Frederick Douglass Isaac Myers Maritime Park and Museum, I aim to show young people that they have role models for success and to open a gateway of discovery to African-American maritime history and living traditions. Our museum is dedicated to two African-Americans who made a major impact on the maritime lifestyle here in Maryland. Isaac Myers founded the Chesapeake Marine Railway and Dry Dock Company in 1866 at the park's current location. It broke ground by employing black and white people without racial discrimination. When the Chesapeake Marine Railway and Dry Dock Company opened its doors 140 years ago, it responded to the needs of unemployed African-American workers and of Chesapeake sailors seeking top-notch boat repair. Organized in 4 months by 15 African-American men, this shipyard became a bustling center of activity. The founders were successful businessmen and highly respected social, religious, and political leaders in the African-American community and were members of Bethel African Methodist Episcopal Church and Sharp Street United Methodist Church. The noise of hammering, scraping, and sanding sounded as workers heaved planks, barrels, and metal rods. Myers also championed the idea of African Americans attaining social, economic, and political equality through union membership and education. He eventually became president of the National Labor Union. Myers lobbied for better educational opportunities throughout the city and state, and in particular, he petitioned the passage of the Blair Education Bill. This bill, introduced by Senator Henry W. Blair in 1888, was the direct effort to turn the federal government into a vehicle for ensuring all children an equal opportunity to receive an education. Unfortunately, the federal government would not provide funds to common state schools until Lyndon B. Johnson signed the Elementary and Secondary Education Act in 1965. The Maritime Park's other namesake, Frederick Douglass, always considered Baltimore his second home. He was only 11 when his master Hugh Auld drafted him to work in a shipyard doing simple chores and later went on to become a master ship calker. It was also on this shipyard where he continued to learn how to read. By watching the workers, he began to learn the shipbuilding trade. At age 15, Douglass was then sent back to the Eastern Shore to work on the plantation. 3 years later, he came back to Baltimore as a ship calker for William Gardner, an extensive shipbuilder at Fells Point. At age 20, Douglass was paid to work as a calker for 8 months before planning and executing his successful escape to New York in 1838. Baltimore provided Douglass with tools that changed the direction of his life. At the Maritime Park, we aim to show young people they have role models for success and to open a gateway of discovery to African American history and living traditions.
To learn more about this Maryland Humanities grantee, visit douglassmyers.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.